Welcome, everyone. This is Gary Carpenter again, and I'm here with Al Hoffman and Chuck Moore today. But this is Prepare for College, and our website is prepare4college.com. So come and visit us. We have a whole bunch of podcasts there on different aspects of college. But today, Chuck's going to do number four in a group of steps he's doing on athletes. And this one's on developing a video. So again, I'm not a specialist in this, so we're going to pass you on to the specialist. Chuck, it's all yours.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Now, the athletic video can play a very important role while you're marketing yourself to the college coaches. And the main reason for this is a lot of the college coaches will not be able to go ahead and see you compete at all. Therefore, the video that you put together is the only way to get a true evaluation of your athletic skills. Now, preparing a video and having it available to send to the college coach, you need to have them ready if the college coach requests a video from you. Now, in reality, college coaches will only take about 5 to 10 minutes to watch videos. So that's one thing to consider. And by all means, do not send a full game video to a college coach. They're not going to watch it. They don't have the time to do it. Now, if possible, it should be formatted with a highlighted arrow pointing to the student athlete in the video. Now, keep the introduction to the video down to a minute or less. I wouldn't go over 2 minutes on the introductory video. And you need to include a headline that's going to get the college coach's attention. You can write something like, "I run the 100 meters in 10.3 seconds," or "I have a 4-point GPA and I scored a 26 on the ACT test score." Something that's going to catch the eye of the college coach. Now, once you get the introductory done, then you need to use highlight footage for your from your high school tapes. Most high schools will tape a game or an activity or an event or whatever. So you'll be able to go ahead and get access to these clips from the high school. Now, what you want to do here is that you want to use 5 to 7 personal highlights from these videos that you can get from the high school. And you want to discuss this portion of the video with your high school or summer league coach to get a good idea on what highlights to put into the video. And finally, use some continuous footage from your high school tapes to demonstrate your team play. Now, one thing that I have where a lot of student athletes will post it on their Facebook account or whatever, and by all means, always consider the fact that you're always on camera, regardless of where you're at. So any type of annex or whatever, whenever you're sitting on the sidelines or actually playing the game, I would definitely not send those particular footages to the high school or the college coach. Now, let's look at putting the video together. The athletic video does not need to be professionally done, so you don't have to hire someone and pay them to put your video together. There's a lot of free software out there that individual student athletes can use to put their video together. But when you're putting the video together, make sure that you include your name, the school or high school, your graduation year, your jersey number, if any, your team colors, and the position or positions that you play. Now, the decision on whether or not to recruit a player after the college coach watching the video is normally based off of three things. Number one, the student athlete's overall performance on the videotape. the high school coach's recommendation, and the actual size and or speed of the student athlete. Now, if the coach likes what they see from your video, that's going to give them a chance to possibly send out a scout that they have on their athletic department to come and see you play. So by all means, do not send, now this is important, you do not want to send an unsolicited video to these coaches. They're not going to watch it if you haven't done the other parts, such as your introductory letter and sending them your bio, and to where they start to get to know you by your first name. Al, Gary, do you have anything to add here?
I have a question for you, Chuck. We're talking about getting this video all set up and going off to this the coach. How do they send it? Is it an attachment in an email? Is it by
There's a variety. It all depends. Once you make a relationship with the college coach, you can send an attachment in an email to where they can download it. You can actually send it to them by snail mail or whatever if you want to go ahead and send them an actual recording of it. So there are several ways out there to send that to the college coach. You can put a link. You can go and put a small, web page together, which, is very simple to do. And have a link in there that will link the video directly into that one page. So it's not difficult to send that to them. But once again, you do not want to send it to them unless they request it. Now, I know one of you all are going to ask, what if you're playing a particular sport that doesn't have, a continuous flow like a basketball or a football game? And let's say you're in gymnastics or whatever, I would go ahead and have someone video you performing certain feats, in the gymnastic area. You can put several different clips on there, so you don't have a continuous game footing. Now, if you're playing on a team, make sure that in the video, and this is very simple to do with the software that is out there, make sure that the college coach knows who you are and where you're playing on that particular game or whatever. And you can use an arrow pointing to yourself, or you can tell them I'm, number 23. Make sure that the college coach knows who they're going to be watching by you highlighting yourself on the videos. Al, do you have anything?
Yeah, you've mentioned twice now, an arrow or a programming tool. Do you have a reference to on the internet what programming tool would be relatively inexpensive and kind of easy to use? Or is it just a Google thing where people...
I would just Google it. I've got several software that I utilize here, but they cost, and you don't want to go to the expense of having to go in and pay, putting this video together. There are a lot of them out there. Matter of fact, you can use Zoom to download a video. If you come in and you introduce yourself with your name, your high school, your graduation year and such, you can video that through Zoom. And then you can drop in video clips into Zoom and be able to go ahead and send them a Zoom link. So that would be one way of doing it. But like I say, there are several formats out there that you can use. Snagit is another one that you could put a video together, and they have a free subscription to Snagit. Is one that they can also use.
I got the feeling that the outlining of this would be important as well. You've already given them an outline, but to piece those together with a sideline tool and create a 7-minute, 8-minute, 10-minute presentation tops, it seems to me like an outline would be almost absolutely a necessity to keep you from rambling and creating something that's too long. So
now, and like I say, if they want a full game footage or whatever, the college coach is going to let you know.
Yep.
And
yep.
In the majority of the case, they're not going to sit there and watch a 4-hour clip of a football game or a 2-hour clip of a basketball game or 3 or 4 hours of a baseball game. Just a small, short video with the pertinent information in there to where they will be enticed to say, hey, we need to, you know, contact this kid, or I'm going to send him a notification to see when their next sporting event is, and I'm going to send someone down there to watch them. Normally, if they do attend a game, if they send a coach down to watch you play, or in an event that you may have, whether or not it's swimming or golf or things along those lines, they're not going to sit there and watch you all day long. They're going to spend 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes looking at your participation and such. So, you know, the video that you want to send is intended to get their attention and to get yourself exposed to them. But once again, I can't emphasize this more than anything else. Do not send a video to a college coach, regardless of whether or not it's Division I, II, III, NAIA, or whatever. Do not send them a video unless they request the video from you.
Excellent.
What type, sophomore year, junior year? You said wait until they ask for it. Okay. Yeah.
Once you make a relationship with the college coach and they open up a file on you, and that's going to be in your introductory letter that you send them, you're requesting them to open a file on you and indicate to them that you're going to give them updates on your progress through high school, as well as any type of honors or change in your GPA or your grade point average, or things along those lines. So that's going to come into keeping the coaches updated. Now, in this process, you can indicate to them that you have a 5 to 10 minute video, in video that they may be interested in watching. Normally, they're not going to ask for a video until probably your junior year in high school. And so, you know, put one together, make it simple, make it short, make sure that you're highlighted on the videos, and definitely make sure that they know who they're watching whenever they watch the video. Those are the main points of the video.
Hey, it pertinent, it may not be in character to this particular podcast, but recently my neighbor was telling me his son was going to planning to go to some kind of a basketball camp this in the summer. What's your take on these camps? Are they worth it, or is it just a money-making deal on the part of the coaches that are?
Yeah, we had touched a little bit on this, I think, a few podcasts earlier. The ones that a lot of the college coaches are going to attend, and it's not necessarily the head coaches that's going to come in and watch this. It's one of the assistant coaches, or they may have a recruiting specialist on their athletic department that they may send. The showcases, the big ones, you're going to have to be invited to attend those. You just can't show up and there you are. So you're going to have to be invited. And is it a moneymaker? Sure. It's without a doubt a moneymaker for whoever is putting it on. The summer camps and the just your exposure to the college coach or the recruiter. A lot of past athletes from certain colleges may come in, like the University of Kentucky or the University of Louisville. They may have some of their past graduates come in and put a clinic on. And you can sign up for those. But your big showcases, you're going to have to be invited to attend those.
I see. Well, I don't have any.
There's normally a cost to it. You have to pay to attend the summer camps because it's just like going to summer camps. You know, when we were younger, we'd have to pay $50 to $100 for a 2 or 3 day stay. So there is an expense to that, and whoever is putting on. Yeah, they're going to make money from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you for that. Okay. I have no more questions, Gary.
I'm all done. I'm finished more than one way. It's been an exciting day for me so far. But that's not a story by itself. Yeah, very informative. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We're going to have another podcast. And again, it's going to be step number 5. And this is going to be tracking and your progress reports. So next week, Chuck will be speaking on that. Chuck has some exciting information here as far as what we've seen already in the past 4 podcasts on athletes. This certainly was one of them. We're going to be looking forward to the ones coming up in the future weeks ahead. So,
Gary,
yes.
Could I jump in here just real quick here? Those of you that want to know the full 6-step process, we have a video that we have put together on our website that you can go in and actually get the full step-by-step approach. We've got a 48-minute video on there that will give you the directions of what you need to do, as well as a 128-page workbook that you can also utilize. So that is on our website, and that is prepare4college.com.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Chuck. Well, folks, that's it for today. I'm going to give you my normal sign-off here. If you have friends or relatives that have kids that are looking at colleges, don't keep us a secret. I think there's a lot of good information on our website that can help them navigate through this process. For those of you who have children in college now, it's worth looking at still. There are things we're going to talk about in the future, such as student loans before, during, and after college. And we're also going to be talking about returning students and transfer students. So again, there's a whole list of items coming up, so stay tuned. This is Gary Carpenter at prepareforcollege.com. Have a good day. Bye-bye now.